Because you never know when the mystical's going to strike. So stop believing so firmly in the reality of this, since reality meaning the dependability of this realm. Because you already know for a fact that at death this realm disappears. You've at least probably accepted that if you're an intelligent adult. But why cling to this perception so tenaciously just for comfort? Just because you're used to it, just because the society reinforces it so strongly. And don't hope for utopian cities in the sky and other realms, because none of that may ever be your experience. You may never experience anything like it. Who knows? There may be experiences that make that one look pale coming for you. You don't know. The trouble is, you think you know. The trouble is, you tell yourself, and the society tells you to tell yourself, that you know something. That you are in reality already, but you're not. You're rejecting of the actual reality. You're not willing to face the facts. You haven't yet become willing to face the facts, because you're afraid you'll be hurt, because you're afraid your life will be difficult, because you're afraid you'll lose your mind, because you're afraid you'll die, because you're afraid you'll change somehow in a way you would prefer not to. Whatever the fear, some kind of fear prevents you from being open enough to other possibilities that they can actually start entering your life. They'll enter anyway if they're supposed to, but you'll say no to them. And existence is so accommodating, so willing to give you your choice, that the second you move toward no, you'll be gone. They'll say, okay, stay where you are. That's what you want, that's what you get. But is this really so wonderful that you're not willing to take a little risk for something different? With the assumption that if it's different, it must be not as good. Let me tell you one thing I'm sure of at this point. That if something else gets offered, it's always better. Your chances of it being worse than this are very poor. This is not exactly heaven here. So if you get offered something else, you get an opportunity to move differently. It'd be very nice if you already understood that you're not under ideal circumstances in this place, where everything eats everything else. So I don't make any claims for anything. I'm not giving any names to this. I'm not telling you anything other than the experience I had, and you make of it what you will. According to Aaron, I've never told this story before in all these years of speaking publicly. Never came up. As I say to you again and again, I don't know what I'm going to say. Anything that comes up is organic. It's whatever I'm meant to say, whatever I'm supposed to say. I don't filter it. I don't censor it. I don't decide to say this and not say that. I just tell you what I know for sure. I don't theorize. I don't speculate. I don't tell you my philosophy. I'm sure I have one, but I don't share it with you because you deserve better than that. I only tell you what I know absolutely for sure.